Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
TNT podcast free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. Never miss a minute. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And a couple hits of the Deadpool over the weekend. One from last May, right?
Yeah, it just got reported over the weekend, though.
Lester Piggott died. He was a jockey from Britain. He was old. He's 86. Picked by Ding Dong. Kobe is dead. Motorboat and the Diamond Brawl. That was, and then Wilco Johnson, who was in the band.
Dr. Feelgood.
Dr. Feelgood.
Not Motley Crue, the band Dr. Feelgood.
He was 75.
Is the Diamond Brawl catalog coming out soon? It comes up about this time of year, doesn't it?
I think it's a holiday thing, yeah.
It's a Victoria's Secret, right?
Right.
Yeah.
From the Perdaddy family, D had Wilco Johnson. Also, Don't Do Drugs, Kids. Golden Girls shower scenes, and Todd's about the masturbate. My favorite meme going around about the Golden Girls now is that it's a picture of them in like the mid-80s, and people were saying, you know, I used to watch this show, and they were old people.
Goes, Todd's about to masturbate is a Deadpool name, by the way. You just kind of dropped that matter of fact, and then you went on to the next one.
They do think I'm just both can be true, Todd.
Do you really need to do that, sir?
It's like, both can be true.
It's like we just say it because we know you're about to, but it's a radio show.
Todd won't be participating in the next discussion much because he's about to masturbate.
He's quick. Yeah, Todd's about to masturbate. It's a Deadpool thing.
Probably won't participate in the first
evergreen.
And a half.
So the Golden Girls, you know, it shows a picture of them in the mid-80s, and it says, you know, when I watched this, I thought they were old. He goes, now I would bang at least two of these women. and it's Betty White and I believe Rue McClanahan.
Rue McClanahan, yeah. Sure.
They're both there. If you look at the photo, you're going, yeah.
Yeah,
you take care of both of them.
Right. No B. Arthur?
Nope.
Amazing.
Nah, maybe not so B. And B was about the same age.
How your perspective changes.
I love that meme heading out there. Nick's got a new football coach. Not the Chiefs. Still get Andy Reid, by the way. Andy Reid still hasn't skipped a meal. Yeah. Has that guy been big his whole life? Oh, that's right.
There's that picture of him in that
the punt. Kick. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Matt Rhule is your new coach down there in Lincoln. He's a Penn State guy. You're welcome. Finally got somebody in there who knows what they're doing.
Hopefully not.
Kenny Dillingham.
I hope he fails, but he's a Penn State guy. So if he wins, you're welcome.
That's all the talk.
It can't be any worse.
Is Kenny Dillingham named Arizona State football coach?
And guess who might be on his staff coming up?
I've heard rumors of Scott Frost.
Scott Frost. Not just rumors. I just read an article.
Like offensive coordinator?
Offensive. He's on the offense somewhere.
Some kind of assistant.
Right. Yeah.
Well, he's more than welcome.
Yeah.
Arizona State needs all the help they can get.
That's right.
Going to get a Sun Devil Frost warning shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, we're coming
offensive
up with
frost
all
warning.
Kinds of dilly you know, things we can sell shirts and market the new coach, the new unproven coach.
The only thing I'm dreading with this coach is the puns. First rule with an age. Everybody gets it.
Keep Mickey.
Right. Well, they should be careful not to market him too aggressively.
Right, like they did with Frost.
What happened last time?
Yeah.
You still get those shirts.
I have never seen
everywhere.
A football program as excited about a new coach. Coach! The coaches are not celebrated.
Well, but in college football, that's the rock star of your program.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, players come and go. The coach is the one who stays there and is the guy. He's the face. Yeah.
I think that's why there's less excitement with this because, you know, got your hopes up last time. That was a, you know,
oh, the Frost
dumpster
thing,
fire.
The Frost was the most, was incredibly.
Oh, there was a tinge. You know, obviously, you don't have the excitement around the Arizona State program that you do around the Husker program. Uh-huh. But, you know, they wanted to keep that guy because he was a good high school coach in the area. A lot of, you know, there was a faction.
What guy?
Whoever the interim coach was.
Okay, got it.
Right. His name escapes me at the moment, but he won a couple of 5A high school championships in Chandler, Arizona.
Yeah, remember that dude.
We got to hang on to that Arizona boy. No, get someone who can coach.
Yeah. That's what I'm glad the Huskers did. They finally went out. You know, this guy doesn't have an aunt that lives in Fremont, which is nice.
Nope, he's not. He's a born in New York, raised in State College, Pennsylvania, walked on at Penn State. Obviously coached at Temple and then at Baylor, then at North Carolina. Other stuff before that, but all that, you know.
Yeah, and you can learn about where you're living. He's like, oh, does he understand the area? It's like, okay, just like everybody else, everybody here thinks they're special. Right. They think the regional food's better than everything else. They work harder. The weather changes every 10 minutes, just like everybody else.
You're right. He'll learn that pretty quick. He's not a dumb guy.
Yeah.
You know, you've just
rattled off so many unique things about the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the hardworking people.
Yeah.
I did feel bad for him. Did you see the interview that he did on game day Saturday morning?
I haven't seen it. Was he on?
They had him right after they announced that he was on game day on FaceTime from what looked like probably his beach home in the Carolinas.
Yep.
And I went, ooh, dude. You're in for a rough one.
Yeah.
The weather is a bit of a letdown from where you're at right now.
Oh, that's right. You probably did. And it was North Carolina, obviously, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It looked nice.
Yeah.
You could see the ocean behind him. Yeah. He was standing out on his deck in the sunshine.
Well, $9 million a year is going to give him a lot of money, too.
He
$9 million.
He could probably get a space heater in his backyard if he wants.
He can visit, and he can probably keep that property.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
And think about what that buyout's going to be in like 4 years.
Yeah, people were bitching. I don't care. Dude, Husker fans are fun. And Iowa fans, you guys lost. And that sucks for you guys, but you got to get rid of your – he's got to fire his son, right? Barron's like the worst, man.
Yeah. No.
So Frost goes to Arizona State.
Yep.
Does that come off Nebraska's tab?
Probably.
I don't know how
but if that whatever you would pay – if he's a coordinator – he'd be getting paid more, but if he's an assistant,
I
doubt that's going to take a lot.
It's going to cost us a lot of money, says the guy making $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
That guy's bitching right now.
A lot of times I think that's how it works. If you're getting a buyout from one place and take another job, whatever they're paying you gets subtracted off the buyout.
Yeah, I always love to. What are we going to do? Just keep getting a new coach every couple of years?
Like,
until you find one that works.
Yeah, 4-8 sucks, by the way.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It sucks.
Arizona State lost the in-state rivalry game. They lost to Arizona on
Friday.
They did.
Yeah. Is that game good?
It was a good game.
38-35, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But two crappy teams. But we were still interested.
Yeah.
Sat around.
It's a rivalry.
Right.
Well, Iowa-Nebraska played. There's two crappy teams.
Iowa-Nebraska fans, and people seemed excited about that game.
That was a crappy game. What's this? What, is there a Deadpool?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was just for Todd.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently someone tried to charge $2,000 at a sports book in Michigan on our bank card.
You have a gambling problem, Todd? You probably he was just on that website.
Right.
And his wife got alerted. Yeah, honey, I'll check into that. Don't
worry. That's fraud.
It apparently totally. That was me.
I'll take care of that. Don't worry about that.
No, that's fraud.
That's fraud. Yeah, I'll take care of that. Yeah.
It's fine. Got it.
What was it, American Express or Visa?
Not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And I wonder what
number did you give
them? 2,000 on.
Yeah. Do you want to let it?
Now
Tom
wants to know what the bet was.
Do you want to keep the bet?
Yeah.
See, you don't have to slip. Right?
Let it ride.
They want to turn that into 4,000.
Let it ride.
That should be the deal. All right, listen, you can use my card, but I get to keep the money.
Yeah.
If you win.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So somebody sent me this story. And we talk, I think Nick's, it's probably something happened to Nick's place a lot more. And we talk about holiday parties for that matter. Somebody, was this in France the story came out of? Forced fun at work?
France?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, some dude.
Not you.
I should have known better before sitting that story.
Oh, yes, it is.
This guy sued because this place let him go because they said he wasn't like fun. Because he wasn't like going out to get drinks with them and stuff. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you don't have to do that.
Oh, he's not a team player?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to get yelled at for not being fun. You're no fun.
Yeah, I can't get this story. Oh, here it is. Yeah, they did.
Fun at work?
Fritz, court decides employees cannot be forced to have fun.
Well, it wasn't. They fired him for not like going out for drinks after work.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a whole story on that about going out where people, once COVID hit and it went back in the office, people are not wanting to go out with their employees, with their friends, I mean, coworkers, because they're with them all day and then they go to happy hour with them. And invariably, it turns to work talk.
Yeah.
And then they have no free time whatsoever to their own brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't work in, I never worked in an office like that, so I have no idea what that's like.
And besides that, sometimes you just don't like the people you work with and you don't want to hang out with them.
Right, right.
It's fine.
Right.
You shouldn't get fired for not wanting to go out for drinks after work.
Yeah, but
is that why we don't hang out?
Manufacturer.
We get off at 10 a.m.
I mean, if they really don't want you there.
We did an afternoon show. We'd be drinking every night. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it would be a mess.
They'll come up with another reason to fire you.
Yeah, but I think
if they can't say that, though.
Right, professional inadequacy is the term they use.
Yeah, but you can't say.
Yeah.
You know, I hate unprofessional people.
Well, you're no fun.
Right. They said he worked for a Parisian management consulting and training company that promises to make management more humanist.
That's harsh calling that kind of name.
It is.
Yeah. Make management more humanist again, well, durably, or whatever. Their motto was fun and pro, but he wouldn't hang out, so they said that he was, you know, boring and they didn't want to work with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to live up to the motto.
Yeah, but it says this was a series of social events that they planned for staff to get team spirits higher.
Oh, the team
spirits. He didn't want to participate in these activities, which were outside of normal work hours.
Not a team player.
So he was branded boring and difficult to work with. And
he might have been, by the way. He could have been, but you still can't fire the guy for that.
Yeah, but you can't sit. Yeah,
you're right.
Was he doing his job at work?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he could have been doing his job at work.
Okay, then yeah, you can't fire him.
No. But like Todd said, they'll find a reason.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, then they needed to be more creative about the reason for firing
him. Yeah, boring and not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to do that stuff, I would not be drawn to a company that's like, hey, we're fun. I'm like, anybody that has to say they're fun is not fun.
No.
I'll be the judge of that.
Today.
Yeah. I always hated that, where they're like, oh, it's crazy sock day at work.
We had
gross.
Our last company brought us in. Remember these things? They had fun coordinators, basically.
Oh.
And we had a couple of these meetings. Nick, you would have loved this.
This was supposed to be team building,
which is supposed to be fun.
Mm.
And we're all sitting in this room about 10:30 in the morning. Now, granted, the morning shows are all like not wanting to be there for sure. Craig was sleeping the whole time. they brought up a bunch of Jenga blocks and had us form teams and do a Jenga block or something like that. I don't know what it was. Build a house.
We had to build something out of it. They were like children's blocks.
Right.
And we had to build something out of them. And
the girl that ran it was nice. She's a sweet lady, and she's perky. You know, that's her gig.
Well,
I like her. She's a nice lady.
That company, we had leadership committees, those people were on the leadership committee.
Now, they were also radio/TV or TV/radio.
Have I blocked this out completely?
No, I think you had physical therapy to go to.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, you know, 4 years after your leg. You lying sack.
It was 4 years after the leg. Yeah. So you got out of that one. We didn't go to another one.
Yeah.
But it was one of those basically fun leadership things they tried to do with all
of
us.
Let me tell you something.
Just a bunch of cynical radio people, at least the morning shows.
You can't
at least our show.
Yeah.
Physical therapy.
It was just so like, I mean, the side eyes we're giving each other.
Yeah.
You know.
I was really contemplating just taking those blocks and bashing them into my skull until I was dead, because it would have been less painful.
Now, I
thought it was a good idea to do something like that. I was working on an idea for a while to like take like,
oh, that's right,
get like a corporate like game show type thing. Yeah, but then I'm like, well, I don't want to do that.
But you don't want to be the reason people are angry at you.
Yeah. I mean, hey, let's play Scattergories. Right. And somebody's like, let's not.
That's, I know you were talking about that because a corporation would hire you to come in and be funny, but they're still forced to be there.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good idea too. Then I started thinking that you thought.
It just seems like a lot. Hey, it's fun time now.
And here's fun Nick. You might have heard Nick on the radio, and he's helping this company be fun today.
Now do you want to play match game?
Yeah.
They're like, shut up, douche.
My ass, your face.
Yeah. Well, those Somebody leadership committees, like, what would people like? Like, food.
Yes.
They like food.
Food.
Bring lunch in.
That's it.
Every day.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sandwiches.
Even then, I'm not here at noon, so that's not going to help me.
No, that, well, for us, o'clock. It would, yeah, it would
nine,
be here in the morning.
Nine, well, we 8:30 would be good.
Well, I'm reading here.
Like, get food and money.
We're talking to a lot of people that have to go to these kind of things. We actually had to go through one, that little team building thing, which so not fun.
This goes even further. I'm reading here. This is the court ruled that their fun and pro work motto that the company used instead translated into, quote, humiliating and intrusive practices regarding privacy, such as simulated sex acts, the obligation to share a bed with a colleague during seminars, the use of nicknames to designate people, and hanging up deformed and made up photos in offices. So Photoshopped stuff,
that's
I'm assuming.
Stuff we do right here and then we to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we call each other stupid names.
Nicknames.
Kind of sounds like our company, though. Yeah, can you go somewhere and share a bed?
Yeah.
Right. The court ruled that the company's value.
When you share a bed. Okay. Yeah.
Their value of fun violated this guy's fundamental right to dignity and respect of private life. And by not taking part, he was simply exercising his freedom of expression.
I got it. So they're having games where people are actually being made fun of. And nobody wants to be. Some people just can't handle that.
Well,
some
people just aren't participators.
Right.
Some people just aren't joiners.
That's
and
right.
they shouldn't be shunned
That's
for
right.
that.
That's right.
You know?
Nope. Some of us got to go to physical therapy.
You lying sack. I remember sitting there thinking, God damn it, Todd's getting out of this. And I know he's just at home sleeping like we all want to be.
Yeah. Tugging
no,
at first.
I don't think I would lie about something like that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
I think you leaned on that one for a long time,
that
homie.
That company sold us now. The new company to make us do that stuff, which, you know, they get it.
I've always hated the work hard, play hard. Like, I mean, run fast, out the door.
Play hard means what? Do a line of blow at a bunch of vodka? Then we'll play hard, okay?
Yeah.
Let's play hard. Let's see. Like hey, boss, like, let's see if you play hard. Let's see if you play hard.
You're chopping up a line. All right.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Kids.
Let's play hard.
Yeah, what does that mean? Are you parasailing?
I don't know.
You're rock climbing.
It just sounds like we're no fun. But
I mean, we have a long-standing history of not participating, and the people in this room.
Well, I remember, you know, because what we do for a living is we do. It's a little different, I think, because we do this. We're dance monkeys in the morning, blah blah blah. I remember distinctly being on the beach with my wife in Jamaica years ago.
We are the embodiment of fun while we're working,
right?
And first of all,
funned out when it shows up.
I'm on vacation. And at that time, in the late 90s, we were doing a lot of out-of-the-studio stuff. We're always somewhere, having fun, broadcasting live, jumping around, blah, blah, dance, that kind of stuff. So we're sitting on the beach, and if you've ever been on those kind of couples resorts, they got big guys walking around to work for the, hey, who wants to play volleyball? Who wants to do these? Who wants to do that? And I don't want to do anything. Because it involves getting little tokens around your neck and joining groups of other couples and dancing. And by the way, I don't mind if those couples seem like they were having fun, but they also have jobs that don't involve that's my job.
Yeah.
So even my wife didn't care at that point. She didn't think I was no fun. I said, I'm not going to go get a token for playing blocks on the beach with these people. I said, I just want to lay here and get drunk on the beach.
Yeah.
And
I want to relax.
But I remember the guy would start coming towards us. He's this young Jamaican guy. He goes, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Blah, blah, blah.
Utah.
We weren't even married then. But he called us by our name. He said, you want to join? And I kept saying, nah.
No.
And you know me, puss. I can't hide my disdain.
No. No.
With my look.
No.
Eventually, I'd see him walking down the beach trying to recruit couples for certain things. He started walking past our towel without even looking at me.
Yeah.
Like that. Word got around.
I was no fun guy.
Yeah.
But I was having fun because I was enjoying my Jamaican vacation.
You had a giant don't even ask me face on.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
And he knew it.
Yeah.
Don't ask big head.
I mean, yeah, all your faces are giant, but that one specifically.
Damn right.
No, but I mean, the thing that's always been the difference here for us is the things that are going on, the office fun.
And that's fine. They have fun over there when they do
it's,
that.
It's a distraction from the thing for people that have to be here. But when they're doing that, we're at a point in our day where we could be at home.
We're done, right? Yeah.
I want to go home.
And Todd's got therapy. You know?
Well, he gets a good relief for people that hate their jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is. I don't blame people for doing that. I don't.
But I mean, like, I remember one time.
You can't mandate fun.
No, but
it's
got to
be your own idea.
Well, it's like, you know, planned. Yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes you have more fun when you don't plan stuff.
Right.
We've always said that about New Year's Eve when the situation. It's New Year's Eve. We've got to have fun tonight.
If it's your own idea, it tends to be a little more fun if you come up with it yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? You'd be a party pooper. I get that. But, you know, once again, eh.
Well, see, that's why they don't. That's why they should be happy
the
that
party
we don't
sucks.
Come. That's why they should be happy that we're not there, because we would suck the fun
it's
out of it.
It's much in the same vein as somebody just raves about a TV show and then you just don't watch it out of spite. You know? It's kind of the same way.
I know.
Yeah. I'm sure what he's coming to you with is probably actually fun, but no, I want it to be my own idea. I'll come up with my idea of fun, and then I will execute it if I feel like
it's a fine line.
Otherwise, I'll just sit here and drink.
If you're just a bunch of dicks like we are.
Again, I've walked past doors in buildings we've worked at where there was a picnic going on the other right on the other side of the door, and looked through the door and went no.
A couple studios ago,
I just like no, it's a sunny day and they're out, but I could be at home. No, I'm done. Forget it.
Yeah, I don't even like the bar games. It's like, you want to play darts? I'm like, no.
We're going to do this?
No.
What about giant? No, come on, Nick. Giant Jenga? You got to love giant Jenga.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm just boring. Like, there's a dog bar. My mom will be like, you got to go to this dog bar. I'm like, why?
What's a dog bar?
It's a bar that people bring their dogs to.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. A dog-friendly bar.
Like, that doesn't. That sounds like a bunch of like barking and stuff.
Yeah,
like, what about go to a bar where there aren't a bunch of dogs? Let's do that.
Is there a dog bar in town?
Yeah.
There is, really. Is it one night or is it all the time?
I think it's all the time.
Ooh, I don't want to do that.
See, do like the Tampa Bay Rays did when they had that bark at the park thing earlier this year. Just go in there with like a little Bluetooth speaker and play a doorbell sound effect.
Oh, okay.
Start the barking.
That's pretty funny.
That is.
They did that while the opposing team was at the bat.
They did. That's
they played over the loudspeaker in the stadium, the ring, and then all the dogs start barking.
That's awesome.
Is it called Dog Bar?
I don't know.
I think I've heard about the place.
People like pouring their beers in the dog's mouths because they're too drunk and their dog's
hammered. I think so. It sounds like somebody walks around and like hoses everything off a bunch. It would be funny to see him take dumps, but then it like smells.
You're right. Nothing's funnier than watching a dog dump. I'm just going to poop
like,
right
there's
here.
One.
Here it is, man.
Interns or the
dogs? Don't look at me.
Both.
I wouldn't go to watch dogs take dumps, but they would stink almost immediately. Right. All right. Going back. Do the dog park.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.